Hello and welcome back to another youth podcast. If you're joining us for the first time today, thank you for listening in. Today we're discussing Genesis chapter 14 through 17, talking about the promise of Isaac and question that you can ask yourself today, why do I have to wait on God? Why do we have to wait on God sometimes? And why does God make us wait? We're going to talk about a little bit of that today and a few other things. Stick around. Thank you once again for joining us today. This message was originally delivered to our youth group on Wednesday, May 31st, 2006. I'm Craig Tanner, the host of today's podcast and the youth pastor of Temple Baptist Church in Sullivan, Missouri. And today I'm going to be talking about Genesis chapters 14 through 17. So go ahead and grab your Bibles and turn to Genesis, starting with chapter 14. While you're turning there, I want you to begin to think of things that you've had to wait for in life. What are some things that you have to wait for? Here in Missouri, we have Six Flags close to us. And if you remember Six Flags, there's all these rides and different things that you can do. But you hurry up and go throughout the park and you go to a ride and then you just wait. A lot of times you have to wait for an hour and a half just to get on a ride for a 30-second moment of pleasure and fun. You may wait an hour. But besides theme parks, what are some other things in life that you've had to wait on? One of the most anticipated things of 2005 in November was the Xbox 360. And in fact, people stood in line for hours and hours fearing that the shipment might run out and they wouldn't be able to get an Xbox. And so people piled in front of Best Buys everywhere with lawn chairs and blankets and backpacks full of food. And they were scattered across sidewalks and along roadways. And hundreds of people braved the crowds and they came out just to receive an Xbox 360. It's hard to believe for just a gaming system, hundreds of people would gather together and wait in line 11 and 12 hours and have pizza delivered to their line just to have something to eat while they're waiting. And the amazing part about it is they're happy to wait. Most of the time if we have to wait, whether we're waiting in line or waiting for food or waiting for something, we're really kind of impatient. We want it now, we need it. The whole invention of microwave dinners and things you can put in the microwave so that you can heat it up in 30 seconds to a minute and have it right then and there. We want things done as fast as possible. The reason these people go and wait in these lines is because they want the Xbox and they want it right then and there. They're impatient. So they're willing to wait so that they don't have to wait, if you know what I'm saying. We then take this impatience that we have with the things of life, and we apply that to the things of God. And when we deal with spiritual things and godly things that take time and patience, we want things right then and there. If we want to be a Christian, we want to be a mature Christian, and we want it just to happen. And a lot of times we want it to happen so much so that we don't take the time to become what we want to be. You see, we're a little too impatient for that. We don't have time to wait. If you have ever experienced the same impatience and desire to want things right then and there, don't worry, because that happens to all of us. Even in the Old Testament, we see the story of Abram. Look with me in Genesis chapter 15. We're going to read verses 1 through 6. The Bible says, "After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. 'Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward.' But Abram said, 'O sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless? And the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus.' And Abram said, 'You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir.' Then the word of the Lord came to him, 'This man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir.' He took him outside and said, 'Look up to the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them.' Then he said to him, 'So shall your offspring be.' Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness." You see, Abram had a problem. He was very old, and yet he had no son, so he had no heir to his throne. There was nobody to take over in the family when Abram passed away. So Abram was concerned about that, and he went to God with his concern. And even though Abram was old and had no son, God promised him that he was going to have a son. And while for some people this may be hard to believe, the Bible says that Abram believed God, and God credited that to him as righteousness. You see, Abram had every right not to believe God. He was old, it was too late. There were a lot of issues that could have caused him to not believe in God, and yet he did. And it was by his belief and through his faith that God looked at Abram and called him righteous. So here's a question for you today. Do you truly believe and have faith in God? Do you believe that God is going to do what he says he's going to do? Do you believe in God's word and that God's word is true and that what is in God's word is true? And if so, does your life reflect that belief? Do you live as though you believe in God? Look with me in Genesis chapter 16, verses 1 through 5, and we'll see Abram's wife's response. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar. So she said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her." Abram agreed to what Sarai said. So after Abram had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarai, his wife, took her Egyptian maidservant Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar, and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. I put my servant in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me." "Your servant is in your hands," Abram said. "Do with her whatever you think best." Then Sarai mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her. Now you see another issue. Abram's wife, she wanted to have a family. And you see back then in the Old Testament, having a family and having children and being able to have that was one of the greatest things you could possibly do and have in life. And so for Sarai to not be able to have children, this was devastating to her. And even though God had promised Abram that that would happen, she couldn't wait. She didn't want to wait anymore. And so she decided to give her maidservant over to her husband in order for her to have children and have a family. Even though Abram believed in God and believed that God was going to do what he said he was going to do, he still decided to take matters into his own hands and go ahead and have a child with Hagar. He couldn't wait. Him and his wife both didn't wait on God. And this should sound familiar to some of you, especially since as teenagers, you do have a hard time waiting, especially in the case of relationships. A lot of times we just can't wait. People say, you know what, don't date until you're older. Don't date until you get out of high school. Don't try to get in these serious relationships that aren't going to go anywhere until you are older. But you can't wait. You get into all kinds of relationships. You get into these problems. You end up going way too far. You end up having sex and doing things that you shouldn't do. And all of this has to do with the fact that you didn't want to wait. And God looks at you and says, you know what? In the future, I have a husband for you or a wife for you that's going to be perfect for you. Why don't you wait on me? Why can't you wait on me? You see, we go and we try to get into all of these relationships and do it too quickly and do it wrongly and screw up everything. And then later down the road, when we finally meet the person that God has for us, we've already had sex, or we've already been too far, and we've already done too many things to screw up life, and it's our fault, because we can't wait, we're impatient. And in the same way, here's Abram and his wife Sarai, who have already got a promise from God that they're going to have a son, and yet they wait and they wait and they don't see anything happening, and so they decide they can't wait any longer. They take matters into their own hands and they just go for it. And while they do end up having a son, it begins to create problems for them. But now Abram's wife and Hagar, the maidservant, they don't get along now. Now there's jealousy involved and there's all kinds of bad things that are happening. And there are problems that continue throughout Abram's entire life and throughout the life of his children, simply for the fact that he could not wait on God. In the same way, I've been doing youth ministry for 7 years now. So if you think about it, those who were graduating or were close to graduating 7 years ago when they were 17, 18 years old, those teenagers back then are now 24, 25 years old. And if you look at the majority of their lives, they are still suffering from the issues and problems that they have dealt with back when they were in youth group. There's so many lives that were just messed up simply from mistakes that were made. And most of the time it has to do with the fact that they just couldn't wait. They were impatient. They needed to be accepted right then and there. When they needed to be popular. They needed to feel wanted and loved. They needed to have relationships. They needed to fit in. They needed all of these things, and they needed it right then. And they were willing to give up God's best for them just to get what they wanted right then and there. And because of that, their life today is completely different than it could have been. And even now, you have a choice to change your future and what your future will be and what you will become. Despite Abram and his wife's inability to wait on God, God still did what he said he was going to do. And later on, God changed Abram's name to Abraham, and he changed Sarai's name to Sarah. And in the process, he made a covenant with them that through the son that he was going to give them, that Abraham would become a great nation, and his descendants would be as many as the stars in the heaven and the grains of sand on the beach. And Abraham fell face down, and this is verse 17 of chapter 17. Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, "Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? So obviously Abraham pretty much said to God, "Yeah, right. Like, that's really going to happen. Like, somebody this old can actually have a child." See, he doubted God. He doubted that that was going to happen, even though before he believed that God was going to do what he said he was going to do. But think about this in relation to your life. We say that we believe in God. We believe in the Bible. We believe in Jesus, and we believe that God is going to do what he said he was going to do. We believe in his promises. We believe all of these things. And yet, the way we live our lives says we don't really truly believe it. We may say that I believe God has somebody out there that is perfect for me, somebody who I'm going to marry one day, and somebody who I want to wait for, and yet we become so impatient that we date all of these different people and we do all of these different things to try to feel loved and accepted because we don't wait on God, even though we say we truly believe that he has somebody for us. If we truly lived out that belief, then we would be willing to wait on God. No matter how hard it was, no matter how difficult it was, we would always be able to look to the future and say to ourselves, you know what? God has something better for me. So to wrap this up, I just want to ask you a couple questions just to help you to think about these issues that we talked about today. Where in your life are your actions inconsistent with what you say you believe? Do you say you believe in God? Do you say that you are committed to God? Do you say that you truly believe that God is going to do what he says? If so, then do you live that way? Or is that something inconsistent in your life? If you say, I truly believe in God, I love Jesus, and I love church, and I love all these things, but you hardly ever attend church or do anything, you never read your Bible, never pray, then you have some kind of an inconsistency going on in your life. Where in your life are your actions inconsistent with what you say you believe? Take a moment to think about that. Where are you doing things in life? What are you doing in life that is inconsistent with what you truly believe in your heart? Those are some areas that you probably need to work on and to deal with. Secondly, are you willing to wait on God's timing? Think about that for a moment. Are you truly willing to wait on God's timing? Do you want what is best in your life? Or are you willing just to settle for what could be kind of good? Are you willing to wait on God? And thirdly, in light of what we talked about today, how can you live differently? How can your life be different tomorrow from what you heard from the Bible today? Can you learn to wait on God? Can you learn to trust in God? And in doing so, how can your life be different? When you learn to trust in God and wait on Him and depend on Him and believe in Him and put his words into practice in your life, then you're going to find what is best in life. But until you're willing to do that, you're settling for second best, third best, fourth best, just because you're not willing to wait on God and to trust in him. What do you need to do today to change your life for the future? Lord, I pray for these students who are listening today and for anyone else who is listening. I pray, God, that you would give them the strength and the ability to remove the things in their life that lead them away from you, God. Lord, I pray that you would help us all to trust in you more, to have a greater faith in you. Increase our faith, increase our passion and our love and our desire for you, God. Pray that you would continue to lead us and guide us and strengthen us, Father. And in your word, I pray, Lord, that you would teach us how we should live, how we should act, and the ways that we should be, Father. Lord, I pray that you would give us patience in waiting on you for everything in our life, what we will do in life, who we will marry and date, the things that we will be involved in, all of the stuff that we deal with in life, all of the decisions that we make. I pray, God, that you would give us the strength and the patience to wait on you that we might have what is best in life. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining us for our podcast today. We hope that you will join us again next week. If you need to contact me, you can contact me at craig@tbcsullivan.com or you can visit our website at www.tbcsullivan.com.